Hi, I'm Artie Sequeira of Food Network's Artie Party and Cooking Channel's Drop 5 Pounds, and you're listening to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
This is the SoCal Restaurant Show, guys, and we're happy to be with you every Saturday from 10:30 a.m. until noon on Angels Radio, 830 KLAA. Very happily brought to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Guys, our social media, you are not reaching out enough. I want to hear you guys reach out and tell Joanne how awesome she's doing. Daniel Nelson did. He just posted on our SoCal Restaurant Show Facebook page, "I am listening right now, Joanne, and I have a crush on you."
No. I hope he'll make me a cocktail.
Right? He's got to be making us cocktails. Guys, I'm with Joanne Cianciulli, a food production extraordinaire and also author of many food cookbooks, I think. And it's time to get into food production, Joanne, because all most people see is the show open, how glossy, the music, and the chefs are cooking their food. But it took a lot of work before the chefs had their food on the screen.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, as I said, I started... Yeah, like when it was all a new format and you kind of did everything then.
What was your first show?
It was Food 911.
It was, and that's Tyler Florence,
Food 911. Which made Tyler a star, and he's like a brother to me to this day. I mean, really, it was extraordinary being in people's homes. But back then, there was no competition, and a lot of the shows were demo, so to speak, like actually cooking, like mm-hmm. Jada's show is, or any of it, Bobby Flay.
And we call that in the industry dump and stir.
Oh, do you?
Right?
Well, that's interesting because somebody has to prepare all that food for you to dump.
And that's culinary production, Joanne Cianciulli, and your assistants, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you work with the chef on creating the recipes and doing something, in that case, called step-outs or swap-outs.
Tell us about the jargon. Tell us what step-out means.
Well, in that case, like let's say you have something that cooks 45 minutes in
yes.
the oven. You can't keep a crew standing there waiting. So you have a swap-out. So you have one in the identical same pan.
Wow. So you need two pans, first of all.
Sometimes three or four, because if it's an integral recipe, let's say it's tamales or something that
yep.
has many, many steps, you have to have many, many swap-outs, and they have to be identical. And part of my job is to discern when those swap-outs need to take
so
place.
So let's do a radio swap-out. I'm making tamales, everybody, on TV. So first thing is you see my masa and my husk, right? So first swap-out is...
I'll have the husks already pre-soaking in water and clean, but show it raw.
Jeez.
Show it in its packaged state.
So that means three to four pans and four times the recipe?
Yeah, oftentimes we'll shoot things three times.
Three times.
So you do a wide, a tight, a close-up. So the last is just the hands and mixing and you're not seeing the food. The first is the wide, which
yeah.
is the established. And
yeah.
then you want to get closer, particular when... the talent has something direct to say to camera, so you want to make sure you get that coverage.
Right.
So, and then the last one is you want to see what's in that bowl.
That's
and
awesome.
I really believe food television, I liken it to food being a character, much like the city was in Sex and the City.
Gotcha. You know, we have a caller on the line. I'm going to stop you there for a second. I know you're looking really nervous. We have a caller named Eric Greenspan on the line who wanted to call in. Can we get the caller up? Eric Greenspan, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Just tell what up.
What's going on? And for those of you who don't know, this is a celebrity caller. This is Chef Eric Greenspan of The Foundry, of The Roof, of The Next Iron Chef, of so many TV shows you don't know. And he wanted to call in and say hi to Joanne Cianciulli. Eric, go ahead, man. I'll let you say hi to Joanne. What's going on?
Hey, Greenie.
JoJo, what up?
Well, it's...
I wanted to call. I was listening to the show on the way to work, and I heard him talking, and I wanted to call to thank you. JoJo, I don't think you get enough credit for what you do and what you've done for so many chefs in Los Angeles. I wouldn't have been on TV if it wasn't for you. I don't know, a lot of you guys don't know, but JoJo's responsible for getting me on the first show that I ever did, I think, on For Next Iron Chef.
That's crazy.
And, you know, it has been a big change in my life. And I owe it to JoJo. I think there's a lot of chefs in Los Angeles who have been put on the national scene because of the hustle of this woman. And you know, on behalf of all of them, JoJo, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Greeny. I mean, you're so talented. I was like, and you know, you're good TV. Let's just say that.
Hey, Greeny, she's getting a little red.
Yeah,
she's getting a little
I'm
misty.
Really touched because I do work so hard, and
you do.
And you know, and what's interesting is you're one of the many chefs. I think there's a million ways to cook, and chefs have different ways about how they cook, how they are on set, what they want, what's important to them. And I adapt to the chef, and I feel very lucky to be almost apprenticed by you in a way, because now I get you. I know what you know what's important to you, and it's not
I don't know if apprentice is the right term. I think you're more of a teacher.
Oh. I agree.
I remember you know, any of the shows that I've been on with you, you know, you make it so easy, and you make it, and you clarify what we're supposed to do. I mean, oftentimes you'll step up on set, you'll be like, okay, you're doing a show that you've never seen before, that's never even aired yet, you have no idea what's going on. And within 5 minutes, JoJo will sit you down, and, all right, Greeny, shut up, here's what you gotta do. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, you're like, all right, cool, I got this, and roll, you know?
Oh,
and, then on top of all that, when you've got all these cameras in your face and people putting makeup on you, which is a new thing for me. I don't know about the rest of you.
Greeny. Don't lie. Yeah. Yeah, right.
You know, but you've got all this stuff going on. And then to know that you've got somebody like JoJo there who's going to make your food look great so that, frankly, you don't have to make your food under all the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
No, you couldn't ask for more.
That's true. Dude, yeah. That's awesome. Greeny, Eric Greenspan, everybody.
Thanks, man.
Joe, we...
Hey, Jed, I got a question for you, too.
Yeah, man. Talk to me, man.
Number one, daddy?
One more... Oh, my God, on the radio. Yes, sir, I will be a dad in the next 2 weeks, man. I know.
Oh, I thought I was late. All right, cool.
So unfit.
Number two.
Dude.
Alligator heads? What?
Hey, alligator heads, daddies. And hey, man, you know, I think we have a baby party at the roof for the Foundry. You good with that?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'd love it.
Awesome, man. Hey, Greeny, thanks for...
purees.
Greeny, we love you. Thank you so much for calling in, man. Hey, will you be on the show soon?
I'd love to be on the show. I look forward to it. You let me know when, man.
All right, man. Eric Greenspan, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Greeny. Congrats on everything. Okay, babe.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate it.
I love it. So, Joe... Wasn't that fun? I had no idea it was going to happen either. I walked into here. So Joe makes the food in triplicate, makes the steps out, and you also have to food style at the end of this thing. You know what I mean? You take the chef all the way through the show, and then on the backside, you got to make it look beautiful for camera.
What yeah. I think Greeny touched on something really important in that, yeah, there are a lot of producers who are doing different things and cameras and makeup, but nobody speaks the language of food with the chef except for me. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes the chef comfortable, and it's so needed, because otherwise you lose the essence of the food.
Yep, absolutely. So again, we haven't even scratched the surface, because this woman also writes cookbooks for people. Do you want to plug any books coming up at all?
Yeah, actually, Recipe Rehab is going to, the series is going to be turned into a cookbook. And I also have Lemonade coming out.
Lemonade upcoming. Everybody, my dear, dear friend, Joanne Cianciulli, and you can find her, because you're going to want her services, because she's the best in the business, at DirtyDishMedia.com. Right, Joanne? That's the way to get you.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Joanne, thanks for coming. Come back again soon, please.
Thank you, Jet.
All right, guys, we're taking a short time out. When we return, it's time to go to Vegas with our man, Brock Radke. He's going to give us kind of what's going on up and down the strip. He's the food editor of Las Vegas Weekly. The SoCal Restaurant Show is brought to you by West Coast Prime Meats and Melissa's World Variety Produce. We'll see you on the other side.